The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening, as they always are in the sports world. We are 1 week closer to NFL football action. I guess you could say college football got underway yesterday. To be honest with you, I saw a pretty good football game. I don't know about you, Jeff, but Montana, South Dakota State University, that was a pretty good entertaining football game. Yes or no, man?
Yeah, North Dakota State comes in number one. They got their four national titles in their back pocket, but they had to go into Missoula, and the Grizz didn't back down. 2 seconds left in the game. Game-winning touchdown, you're going ground and pound, man. I love it. College football, it's back.
Yep, I mean, college football is here. It started, I guess you could say, like I said. And then, you know, obviously next week you have the big dogs really getting going. But college football is here, man. It's, in all honesty, this is the time. We got the U.S. Open starting on Monday. You know, the last few weeks here of meaningful baseball. So a lot of things going on in the world of sports. Jeff Rich is with me, obviously. We're not going to have Fred Wallen today, but that means a lot more opportunity for you people to get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We'll be right back, everybody. Just getting warmed up. A lot of things happening. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com, amesresearch.com.
Introducing Centrum Multi Gummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Centrum Multi Gummies and see gummies in a whole new light. New at Walmart for a low price every day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Are the cracks in your asphalt driveway starting to look like a roadmap? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about getting that drive back in shape right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at the Home Depot or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Asphalt is pretty rugged stuff, but as the years and each season passes, Mother Nature has a way of breaking it down. Sun oxidizes it, leaving it brittle and prone to cracks. Those cracks allow water under the surface, which will erode the drive's foundation or freeze and expand, making the cracks even worse. But if you fill those cracks with an asphalt repair caulk, as soon as you discover them, you can stop most of the damage before it stops. To prevent even more cracking, apply an asphalt sealer to the driveway to interrupt the oxidizing process. You'll need to clean the surface first and then watch the weather. Most of these sealers have to be applied above a specific temperature, so summer is the perfect time. This project is easy, relatively inexpensive, and a large squeegee is the only tool you'll need. I'm Danny Lippard with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, like I said, as always, each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, like I said, so much happening in the sports world. I just kind of want to go through this really quickly with you as a brief, you know, just kind of some of the things that we're going to talk about. And we'll have John Poulter to do this with us, our professor of sports, in a little bit. But looking at baseball, man, I'll tell you what, that American League East is awesome. Let's be honest. I mean, Toronto and the Yankees are going back and forth. Nobody keeps that game, that lead of the division by more than a game and a half or so. And it just seems very, very interesting. And there's definitely going to be a super race in that division. I mean, and you know what? We're lucky because John is obviously a Toronto guy, and we all know about the Yankees. So it's no big deal there. But point being is we've got ourselves a very good two-team race there in the American League East. The Astros, think about them, man. Nobody thought that they could do what they're doing. And they've got a four-game lead over Texas, who somehow has really come out and started playing pretty darn good baseball. The Angels are playing lousy baseball, so somebody had to step up, and it seems to be the Rangers. You know, you look at the Mets and what they're doing, pretty impressive. We had so much thought about what the Nationals could potentially do this season. They haven't really done it, obviously. St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Chicago, all those teams. I mean, the Central is absolutely loaded, and then there's those Dodgers, the guy that Fred is always complaining about. Can't watch a game of them, but somehow they continue to have a slim but a 3.5 game lead now in the National League West. So these races are heating up a little bit, Jeff. Yes or no?
Oh, these races are definitely heating up. That National League Central Division has been exciting all year. And the only reason it's not the top, you know, the top story that we have each week is because it's been going on all year. Whereas the Torontos and the Mets and the Astros, those are better stories just because they're so unique and so unexpected. I think that we believe that the Nationals would run away with the National League East, and it's been anything but that. And then over in the American League East, Toronto's been on the verge, been on the cusp for a while. And they look like they're ready to break through, but the Yankees won't go quiet into that good night.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, so we do have ourselves some very good races coming up here. You know, we're basically in September, let's be honest. And, you know, we've got some meaningful baseball to be played for the next couple few weeks, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Speaking of meaningful, you know, there's been so much talk about the preseason in the NFL, and you know what? You see so many injuries happening, and let's be honest, most notably to my Green Bay Packers, they're really, really getting beat up in the preseason. You know, I've always said I think guys need their reps. I think you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that if they didn't do it in preseason, they weren't going to do it in the regular season. I'm a firm believer the other way. It's just a ticking time bomb. I mean, I've done it twice in my life where I've torn my ACL, and I've done it on both of my knees. So if a guy like me has done it, my thought is that professional athletes are definitely going to have these types of things happen to them just because they're out there taking so many reps. Do you think they should minimize their reps in the preseason and save them for those meaningful games? Or are you like me and think it's just it's inevitable? These injuries are going to happen at some point in time. Yes or no, Jeff?
Yes, I agree. I'm kind of on board with you, but I'd like to abolish the preseason altogether. I think that it's entertainment value. They try to sell it. Its entertainment value is not that high because, you know, with the exception of the third week, which we're in, with the exception of the third week of the preseason, you're not taking that many reps in the preseason games. I think that if we get out of the month of August, we get away from the heat, we get away from the cramps, you know, and we get away from, you know, trying too much to prove things. Now, I don't think that's the case with guys like Jordy Nelson. And, you know, I know that, you know, Randall Cobb's status is up in the air with your Packers. But
right.
I feel that, you know, these injury, you know, when you step on the field, it's tough to come off of an offseason. No matter how regimented you are, you're not going to simulate game speed. And the only other solution is to not have an off season, to be practicing year round, to take the voluntary part out of OTAs and make it a year round job so that you're in the peak physical condition when you do step on the field in August or September.
Yeah, again, I mean, I think you need the preseason to help that. I mean, again, you see the way that guys come into baseball, right? I mean, they're out of shape. You know, CC Sabathia, he's a great example of this, you know, comes in out of shape and works himself into shape into their, you know, in Major League Baseball when they have their training sessions. It's just the way it works. I just don't get it why people get so angry about, you know, they shouldn't have the preseason. And think of it this way too, Jeff. You know, I heard what you said about money and this and that and the other. Well, you know what? Teams like the Raiders, teams like your Cleveland Browns, they get a couple extra home games because of it. Let's be honest. They're not playing postseason games, man. They're not playing the playoffs. But they get a couple of preseason games at home where fans can get out there and check them out. And I understand it's not their whole team. It's not their real team. Some of these guys are never going to see again. However, it does bring people together. It does bring more revenue in for the stadium and city and whatnot, and it does guarantee them a couple more football games. Yes or no?
Yes, and when these games are on national TV, whether it's Buffalo and Cleveland on a Thursday night or Jacksonville, Detroit on a Friday night on CBS, you're going to bring the viewers in because we have such a thirst for football in the United States of America.
No, and I think that's it right there. And you know what? Truthfully, that's the best thing about NFL and college football, both of them, you know, they're a certain time, they're a certain length, and you better get involved because before you know it, they're going to be over and done with. So I think it's the greatest thing. You know, you can't get enough of football, whether it's college or NFL, yes or no?
No, of course not. You can never get enough of football. Look how many – I bet you the ratings for that Montana-North Dakota State game on a Saturday in August got top flight ratings, and deservedly so. You know, on that topic, I know that we're talking about the NFL right now, but I do want to mention how nice it is to showcase some of those lower tier games. I wouldn't mind seeing some of those games sprinkled in with the top flight announcers, with the A teams from CBS and ESPN to talk about some of these, you know, high caliber, low, you know, not FBS teams.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it was an entertaining football game. Absolutely, man. I agree with you 100%. You can't take anything away from the way that those kids went out there and played. The question is, though, is, you know, let's be honest. You compare those guys to the Alabamas, what do you think happens?
You know what? They were selling North Dakota State as a team that could probably be a top 30, top 40 FBS team. And let's face it, it is Fargo, North Dakota. So you're not going to recruit like you can to Miami, Tuscaloosa, or even Columbus, Ohio.
Right. And I mean, look, and I was hearing some of the places where some of those kids were from, you know, they were getting kids from like Nebraska and places like that. And let's be honest, those are some good spots for some young football kids, and a lot of talent comes out of Nebraska. So let's not say that they don't have the talent to play with them, but I'm just saying, you know, all throughout that roster may not be the same type of depth that you would have at an Ohio State, obviously, or an Alabama or some of those top-tier schools, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely not. And the attendance numbers just aren't there. And it's not because there's a lack of interest. It's just a matter of the population in those areas.
No, I agree. I mean, look, it's here. College football is on. It's here, man. It's an NFL football right around the corner, too. Like I said, we got the U.S. Open starting here on Monday. Major League Baseball with these great races. Great stuff, to be honest with you. Anyways, hear the music means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Check us out on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and then follow us here at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you and talk to you about whatever's on your mind, because whatever's on your mind is always on our mind. Hey, Jeff, speaking of a lot of things going on, I think that this has been a very interesting preseason in the NFL, in the sense of I don't ever remember there being this many fights and problems ever in preseason football. Am I crazy or what?
Oh, not at all. I mean, these guys are fighting in practice. Now, a little bit of it is the exposure to the media and the social media, and you have, you know, you have 15 to 30 outlets at every practice. So we're seeing a lot more of it. But, you know, every season of the NFL, it gets better. So we're preparing for the best season in the history of the NFL here in 2015. And there's some tenacity. You know, guys are fighting for jobs. And I think that being in the NFL is as big a status symbol as it's ever been. And, you know, that's why guys get feisty, man.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy, though. I mean, and it's not just like young guys, it's old guys. You know, like when Steve Smith Sr. is scrapping, he doesn't really have much to prove, does he?
Oh, not at all. I don't know if you happen to see the tweet from Peyton Smith, one of his sons, saying, "I got to watch an NFL game with my father for the first time," because after he gets thrown out of the game, he sits in the stands with his family. I thought that was a pretty good story, despite the circumstances that set it up.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, it's just, like you said, I think there is a lot of guys fighting for positions and making rosters and whatnot, but, I mean, look, the same way that we should knock out the preseason, these guys should knock that stuff out, because this doesn't mean anything. And why would you want to get hurt? Think about Geno Smith, you know? Why would you want to get hurt in a meaningless game or a meaningless practice for I mean, it's not necessarily meaningless, but my point is that the injuries are or the problems that are happening probably could not. They don't need to be. They don't. That's something that doesn't need to happen right now, is my point. And basically, what it does is, no matter what, you're going to create some sort of animosity and a divide in that locker room with things that happen in the preseason.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it's hot and tempers flare, and guys are fighting for jobs, and it comes down to this. It's weird that you don't see it in the other sports. I thought it was strange this spring training, Lloyd McClendon of the Mariners gets tossed for arguing balls and strikes in an exhibition game. So the intensity of these games, whether they're exhibition or not, is just it's just flaring up, and you know, I think that it's going to give us a better product. We don't have to like it, but I think that we have to accept it as part of the game, as the fire of the competition.
You know, and you do have the choice not to play these guys if you don't really want to. They don't have to get out there and take snaps. Like, speaking of which, Dez Bryant, he hasn't played. He didn't play in Saturday's game. He's not going to play next week. Hasn't taken any snaps in the preseason. What do you think of that?
I don't think it matters. Dez Bryant's going to be Dez Bryant as long as he's not diving at Lambeau Field trying to get into the, you know, trying to make an athletic play and getting things ruled an incomplete pass against him. I think that Dez is going to be okay. He's got his money in his back pocket, and I think that him and Romo are ready to go in this 2015 season.
Do you think that the Washington Redskins are somewhat relieved that RG3 had the concussion and now they can put Kirk Cousins in there and let him play and maybe go about it differently with RG3? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I went at this on our buddy's weekend sports report this week to say that if Robert Griffin III was not taken second overall, if the Redskins didn't mortgage their future, and if Daniel Snyder didn't own the Redskins, just looking at it from a talent perspective, from what they've shown us, Kirk Cousins has earned that starting job, and I'm not so sure that Colt McCoy hasn't jumped Griffin on the depth chart.
Well, I mean, look, We said so much that RG3 has all kinds of potential and talent. And, you know, there's other guys who have been there before that haven't had any success or haven't really made their mark in the NFL. Do you think RG3 ever makes his mark in the NFL?
Honestly, I don't. I think it's a sad thing, but to play the style of game that he plays, I think you have to have the Cam Newton frame to be able to survive it. And I don't think that Robert Griffin III, you know, he might be a good human being off the field with his family and everything, but he just doesn't seem to have that leadership quality. And I think that it's just a matter of he's just not that likable of a guy if you, you know, when you talk to people in these NFL circles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's weird because you saw how Gruden handled him last year, and it's been a little bit different so far, but could you see Gruden reverting back to what he did last year to RG3?
I do. You know, you could put a lot of this on Jay Gruden, but it goes back to even Shanahan. So when you have a problem with Shanahan, when you have a problem with Jay Gruden, and maybe you have a problem with the next guy, you have to start looking at Robert Griffin III and saying, maybe this is on him.
Well, and maybe he just, like you said, maybe he does. Maybe the skill set that he possesses is not going to be effective in the NFL. I don't know. I mean, he was pretty productive in college football, but I think it's a similar situation with Johnny Manziel. Look, he was faster and better than all those guys in college football. But in the NFL, where the playing field is a lot more even and you have 300 and some odd pound guys that can track you down, it makes the playing field a little bit tighter. It makes it more difficult for you, and it maybe makes them think that they can't do this stuff, and it rattles their belief in themselves. Yes or no?
Yes, it's easier to get up from those hits in college football. It's easier to avoid those hits. And I think that Johnny Manziel has learned, or I hope he's learned, that you just can't outrun defensive ends in the NFL. They run just as fast as you do, yep, even if you're a mobile quarterback. And it's, you know, and you look at the weapons that they had. I think that Mike Evans bailed Johnny out a lot at Texas A&M. I think that Kendall Wright and the multitude of weapons that Art Briles brought to Waco helped Robert Griffin III look a lot better. And you had to be honest to those receivers, and it gave the, you know, you couldn't put an extra defender in the box, and that gave the quarterback an opportunity to take off. And when you're playing in the Big 12 and in the SEC, you have those opportunities at quarterback just because you don't have 11 NFL players on the other side of the ball. That's the simplest way to put it. You're playing amateur competition, and then when you play professional competition, the best player on that defense, that's every player on that defense in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think it also, let's be honest too. I mean, and I think we're past this with RG3, whereas Johnny Football, I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass because I do think it takes you a little time to adjust to the speed of the game, you know, the difference in the players being able to get after you. The 11th guy out there can pick up the, you know, the number one guy. Like you said, everybody's basically even out there. It's an even playing field as far as talent level goes, and everybody has that ability to be great. But I do think there is a transition period. I do think that there's a certain amount of time, a learning curve, if you will. But I think RG3 has had plenty of time. And, you know, Johnny Football, let's give him some time yet. He hasn't been the starter. He hasn't been the guy. But RG3 has been, and he's somewhat failed. So do you think there's a learning curve that these guys go through, or am I just kind of blowing smoke up you know what?
Well, you know what? Kirk Cousins was drafted in that very draft that Robert Griffin III was. They knew that they needed the insurance policy, and I think that it's paid. Yeah, that decision to go with Cousins, I believe in the fifth round, has seriously paid off.
No, I agree. I mean, think about it. If they didn't have him, you know, they would have nobody to fall back on, and you know, this gives him a guy that's capable of winning too. Let's be honest. He wasn't a bad quarterback in college football. I remember some of those good games, great games he had for Michigan State.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Michigan State's going to continue to put people in the NFL. I know that Brian Hoyer's not the greatest, but he is the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. When Drew Stanton went down, he was the backup for the Arizona Cardinals a year ago. When he went down, the Cardinals were completely out of options, and it showed in the playoffs. And, you know, I think that they've got, you know, Michigan State's got a great one in Connor Cook. I think that he's probably going to be a first-round pick in next year's draft.
Yeah, and that's a great point too, you know, that you said about the Cardinals. Think about them, you know, with Carson Palmer, they're potentially a Super Bowl team. Without him, they really don't deserve to be in the playoffs, you know? So that quarterback position, we've said it time in and time again, it's the most important spot in the NFL. Yes or no, Jeff?
Oh, of course. Name me one Super Bowl champion. Name me one player, one quarterback that's played in the Super Bowl that hasn't at least been in the top, you know, 90 percentile of NFL quarterbacks.
There's got to be a couple that have been out there that have literally shocked the world. And most notably I can think of would be Trent Dilfer. But again, you know what? He managed football games. He didn't make mistakes. And there's something to be said about that too, let's be honest. So it's not always about the quarterback going out there and making great plays to win a game. Sometimes they just go out there and do enough and don't make mistakes. So there's a lot to be said about that too. I agree, man. All these guys, great players, great quarterbacks. You don't have a Super Bowl if you're not somewhat of a leader out there. So he did something right. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Is the siding on your home starting to show signs of wear and tear? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about solving this problem for good right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. The hardboard siding that was commonly used on homes 20 to 30 years ago is very prone to water damage, so replacing it is a very common chore. The first step is removing the rotten siding with a flat bar. Often you only need to replace a few bottom courses because these are the boards that get the most water damage from rainwater splashing up from the ground. Driving nails all the way through the last good row with a nail set will free up the damaged row beneath it so that you can remove it. I always recommend fiber cement material to replace hardboard siding because it's easy to find in matching sizes and textures, and since it's made mostly of cement, it won't ever rot or decay like the hardboard. You just nail it up so that the courses match the rest of the siding, and before long, you're ready to paint. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Introducing Centrum Multigummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Centrum Multigummies and see gummies in a whole new light. New at Walmart for a low price every day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich alongside me, as he is each and every week. You can join us 1-800-878-7526. 7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline US.
Hey, plenty of going on in Major League Baseball. Obviously, the biggest surprise, I think, if you look at it going into the 2015 season, is that we don't have the Detroit Tigers in the thick of things. In fact, they sit in the cellar in the American League Central Division, getting beat up left and right by the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend. Justin Verlander throws a no-hitter earlier in the week, but they have just been abused ever since.
Hey, Jeff.
Go ahead.
I don't know where John is, but we will track him down in just a moment. But again, John Poulter, professor of sports, will join us. We're going to talk some baseball. Looking at the races, obviously, very, very interesting. And I know that we do have John now. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. How are you two guys this morning?
No complaints, man. Just, it's another one of those 100 and some odd crazy degree days here in the Valley of the Sun, and we just are doing it. We're grinding it out, if you will, just like they are in baseball. And look, man, your Toronto Blue Jays atop that American League East once again, a game and a half lead over the New York Yankees. What do you got to say?
It is getting very exciting and very enjoyable, and excuse me, and very tense all at the same time. Just great to see competitive baseball again in Toronto at this time of year. It's been 22 years since we saw anything like this. Lots of good crowds at the ball game, getting harder and harder to get tickets. My wife and I were down there on Friday night to see the opening game of the Tiger Series, and there were a few spots in the upper deck, the 500 level, that were open, but for the most part, every seat in the house was taken, and the atmosphere in the ninth inning when Osuna came on in a 5-3 ball game to nail it down, just unbelievable. It's something I haven't seen in a long, long time in this town.
Well, and that's good. I mean, think about it. We've seen it so many times, you know, for those people in New York and Boston, you name it. It's good to see people having a lot of excitement for baseball in Toronto. When think about it, most of the time you guys are obviously giddy about hockey. So this is great to see. I've seen some great Blue Jay teams in the past, I'll be honest with you. You know, Joe Carter, those teams. So they're not forgotten by me by any means at all, John. And it's good that people are getting into it there in Toronto for their team. And hopefully, you know, look, at the end of the day, no matter what, whether they win the division or not, they're going to be in the postseason unless a major collapse happens here.
Yeah, no question about that. I think when we chatted last week, I said that, you know, they may not win the division. I think at the time they were a game or a game and a half out, the Yankees being in first place. But I look at the numbers, and as each week goes by, that number of leads in terms of games in the wild card standing seems to be going up, and of course every week there's seven more games off the schedule. So I'm not counting my chickens yet, but I would have to agree with you that unless we see a major, major collapse here, and I'm talking 1964 Phillies-type collapse, I can't see them not being in the postseason. But clearly the key here is to win the division, because not only does it give you a better chance at an extra home game in a five-game division series, it also gives you a chance to rest your rotation, and it also gets you away from that winner-take-all play-in sudden-death game, which, you know, is not the greatest way to go in terms of playing 162 games to potentially have one bad game and get knocked out. So we're hoping that they will win the division. Certainly a lot of excitement in this town, and based on what we've seen from the Raptors and the Maple Leafs in the last couple of years and in the Maple Leafs last couple of decades, it's certainly nice to see a winning team here in Toronto.
Yeah, playing very good baseball, to be honest with you. Go ahead, Jeff.
John, while it wasn't my favorite Grand Slam of Saturday afternoon and evening games, Edwin Encarnacion had a heck of a week on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, did he not?
Yeah, he sure did. He went 3 for 5, scored 4 runs, 3 home runs, 9 ribbies, was on base 4 times. He's in a real groove right now. He's on a 25-game hitting streak, which I think is 3 less than the team record of, which I think is 28. A couple of guys hold that. But he's locked in right now, and he's not swinging at bad pitches. He's playing great baseball, and I think for the first time in a while, he's pretty close to being 100% healthy. And he hasn't been that for the last couple of years. He's gone through a lot of injury issues with shoulders and that kind of stuff. But that's a murderer's row right now in terms of a front five, in terms of batting. It's unbelievable to watch. Every time you look at them, they're putting up 10 runs, and they're putting up 6 and 7 run innings every second or third game, and that's the sign of a good team.
You know, I want to go to a totally different spot now, because Jeff was talking about it earlier, and we were having some audio difficulty with you because you're talking about good teams, and he mentioned the Detroit Tigers, who are in the absolute cellar, 20 games behind the Royals. I mean, in all honesty, could you ever have imagined it being this bad for Detroit?
No, not at all. At the start of the season, I still thought that if they weren't the winners of that division, they would give Kansas City one heck of a run for their money, and we'd see a pretty tight division race. And just to tell you how bad it is and how tuned out these guys are, yesterday afternoon, Anthony Gose is playing center field. Ryan Goins is on second base with one out. Donaldson hits a fly ball to deep center. Gose turns, runs towards the fence, gracefully catches it, holds on to the ball. He thinks that that's the third out. Goins scores from second base in what turns out to be a sacrifice fly, and realistically, he should have only gone from second to third. Gose was just completely out of it, and what really surprised me was the fact that Brad Ausmus did not take him out of the game for being asleep like that. And, you know, maybe that is part and parcel of the issues around not having the number of spare players on your bench anymore, because everybody's going with 12 and 13-man pitching staffs. Maybe he didn't feel he had any alternative in the outfield. He was trying to give J.D. Martinez a rest, I guess, for the day. That would have been the only alternative. But 10 or 15 years ago, if a guy had made a boneheaded mistake like that, he'd have been on the bench the next inning. And to see him go out there and play a game just tells me that they're just totally right out of it in terms of their mental aspect on the game right now.
Well, you think of, you know, the most famous instance of that when Billy Martin famously pulled Reggie Jackson out of right field in the middle of an inning and put Mickey Rivers in the game. You know, we were talking about the Royals, and they were in Kansas City. We saw another gaffe by Kevin Kiermaier. I don't know if you caught it. You know, routine fly ball, not quite to the warning track in center field, and he's climbing the fence there. It was just the most bizarre play I've seen. But I do want to touch on the Royals. They look like they're running away with it. It looks like, you know, I was talking to our colleague over at morethanafan.net, Britt Zank, about it, how 2 years ago, Yosted was a verb and not in a good way. Kansas City running away with the American League Central Division. They're probably going to have the best record in the American League. How do they avoid being complacent in the month of September, John?
I'm not sure that they can, unless they look at it from the standpoint that they set themselves some kind of a goal for games that they want to win, or make it that they want to win by 15 games, or whatever the case may be. I have to think that the only way that they're going to do that is to sit back and set a goal for themselves, because one of the things they're going to find is that a lot of the teams they are going to be facing are going to have September call-ups, and those guys generally are the ones that play very loosely, and there's a huge temptation if you're Kansas City to rest your top players and play your second stringers as much as you can in those games. And I think in a lot of cases you lose that momentum. And I've had discussions with our colleague Brett on the Royals as well, and although I've never met the man, it's very clear that he's a long-time, very serious Kansas City Royal fan. He takes it very seriously. He seems to watch all of the games, so I would have to sit back and say that he's much more of an authority on the Royals than I am.
I think you have to have the balance, to be honest with you. I think there's, you know, there's a certain amount of rest that they need to get, obviously, but you don't want to get them out of their rhythm and their routine either. And I think that that's the mistake that a lot of managers in the past have made when, you know, you're coasting into the postseason and there's really not much to play for other than the fact that you don't want to get yourselves out of a rhythm. And sometimes it's easier said than done. But at the end of the day, you know what? There's no right or wrong. It's just a matter of a feeling and how you think you should go about it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, to be honest with you guys. And speaking of working out, Houston Astros, you know what? This has been an unbelievable season for them. And let's face it, nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, would have thought that they would have ever led the division. But to be leading the division here basically in September, unbelievable on their part. The Rangers have put together a great string of baseball. And the Angels, man, have just been continuing to be like they are. And we've talked about them for years. They have so much talent there, but they can't seem to put it all together, and therefore they're going to be somewhat of a disaster at some point. And it seems like the Angels have faded pretty badly. The Rangers have come on, but the Astros, unbelievable season by these guys, John.
Yeah, we've talked about this a number of times, and to your point, we would have all have been totally shocked if we'd have looked at the tables right now and saw that they were in first place. If we'd have had that discussion in spring training at the start of the season that Houston would be where they were, we would all have basically been sort of questioned about our baseball knowledge. And Houston, I think, is benefiting from a couple of things. The first one being their obvious talent and their ability to win and score runs, but none of the other teams in that division, Texas and L.A., Texas is coming on a little bit now and past the Angels, and you sort of synopsized the Angels' problems very, very well. But Seattle's been a huge disappointment. I think Oakland wasn't expected to challenge, but I don't think we expected them to be that bad. But, you know, just one more plug for my Blue Jays, although we're talking about the Astros and how well they're playing. Right now, Toronto has a better record than they do, and they're second in terms of American League records to only the Kansas City Royals. So that's just going to give us another example of how well the Blue Jays have been playing of late. And we've been talking about the Astros being a good team all season. They now have some company in that echelon.
Yeah, but it's just kind of cool because, you know, nobody ever would have thought Houston be where they're at. And you know what? I like to see new blood. At the end of the day, I love seeing new blood. Hey, John, I hear the music. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to catch up with you next hour as well, and we'll break down the National League. Okay, man?
Sounds good. We'll talk to you in an hour.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking it down like nobody does. That's why we have him. Anyways, we'll take a quick pause for the cause, wrap this hour up. It's Jeff Rich. It's the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week, obviously. A lot going on, as you know, in the sports world. Jeff, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think we expect to see what's going on in preseason with the NFL. I think we expect to see what's happening with some of these races tightening up in Major League Baseball. It's going to be a great ride, and everybody should just enjoy it. And this really, truly is that time of the year where sports really get going. You have, like I said, the U.S. Open coming up here on Monday, NFL, college football right around the corner. Is there really ever a better time in sports, in your humble opinion, Jeff?
Oh, never. I mean, I like the month of October just because you get the baseball playoffs. You're starting, you know, the NBA and the NHL are getting ready to kick off, and Major League Baseball's in, you know, in the thick of their postseason. So that's my favorite time of the year. I love the end of August, early September, as, you know, we get into the opening week of college football, and then a week later the NFL. I do have one bit of somber news about the fan in Atlanta that was heckling A-Rod and fell off the railing. You know, when you buy a ticket to a baseball game, you expect to leave every time you go.
That is true. However, look, at the end of the day, you don't want to be stupid either. Let's be honest. Sometimes people make mistakes and they get a little too – think that they're too much a part of the game, to be honest with you, you know. And sometimes it happens, man, and you, obviously it's unfortunate. But you don't want that stuff to happen. And obviously our hearts and prayers go out to everybody that was involved. But – real quickly, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back with another hour of sports entertainment and conversation for people to get into. And again, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody, and we'll have another hour of entertainment for you. So keep it close.